expert urges Zambia to diversify fuel sources amid Middle East conflict. Rural voters warned against politicians abandoning urban areas for rural votes. In global news, Israel vows to target Iran's next supreme leader as Kuwait government building hit by drone. With the 13 hours main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutale Mulenga. International relations expert Anthony Mukwita has advised Zambia to consider looking northwest to Angola and west of Africa to Nigeria for fuel partnerships, while also ramping up efforts to find and develop its own reserves as the war in the Middle East drives up global oil prices. Ambassador Mukwita notes with concern that the conflict between America, Israel and Iran has pushed oil prices to between $80 and $90 per barrel, which translates to almost $2,000 per barrel for Zambia, a country heavily reliant on imports with limited oil reserves. He has warned that the situation could lead to higher costs of food, fuel and daily essentials in Zambia, and has urged the country to diversify its fuel partnerships and develop its own reserves, citing Uganda as an example. Ambassador Mukwita has highlighted the need for diplomacy over warfare and called on Zambia to stay alert and prepared, charting a path forward for peace abroad and foresight at home, especially ahead of the presidential and general elections. He spoke to Phoenix News in an interview.
Zambia depends on imports and does not stock enough reserves of oil or fuel. If this trend continues to escalate in the Middle East, expect higher costs of food, such as mealy meal at food stores, gas at service stations, and across daily essentials, which normally rise in tandem with the rise of fuel. This is not just distant news. It is a crisis with ripple effects that can reach Lusaka shops and gas stations. Every missile fired raises the price of bread and fuel here at home. That's why we need diplomacy, not warfare, as we move forward. And as a former ambassador myself and a citizen of the global village and, of course, this beautiful country called Zambia, I think we must watch this story closely and not bury our heads in the sand.
The Governance Accountability Initiative has raised concerns over politicians abandoning urban constituencies to pursue electoral fortunes in rural areas ahead of this year's general election. Organization Executive Director Gabriel Milo says rural dwellers are being misled by politicians who only appear during election time after neglecting them for years. Mr. Milo is urging rural voters to support leaders who have stood with them throughout the five-year period, not those who emerge at the last minute seeking votes. He notes that rural areas continue to suffer from poor infrastructure, inadequate health facilities, dilapidated schools and broken bridges. Mr. Milo has cited the case of Manali Member of Parliament Mike Mposha, who shifted from Lusaka's Manali constituency to contest the August general election in Malambo constituency of Mambwe district under the UPND as an example of this trend, which he says suggests self-interest rather than a genuine desire to serve. He has encouraged voters to be vigilant in this year's election and prioritize leaders who have demonstrated commitment to their constituencies. The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has reaffirmed its commitment to promoting gender equality and empowering women in the tobacco industry. Speaking to mark this year's International Women's Day under the theme, Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale says the organization has been providing equal opportunities to female employees, enabling them to showcase their expertise and talent in the predominantly male-dominated industry. Mr. Mwale said TBZ has given opportunities to young female talent, including undergraduates from universities under its graduate initiative, to motivate and nurture their potential. He says the organization stands ready to empower women who are aligned to the vision and mission of the board and has commended the contributions and achievements of women in the tobacco industry and beyond, recognizing the vital role they play in shaping the economy and society. This is contained in a statement issued by TBZ Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Lee Hamunji. Meanwhile, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA, Zambia chapter, has called for renewed efforts to promote gender equality and promote women's voices. MISA Zambia chairperson Lorraine Chisanga emphasized that empowering women and girls and to speak freely contributes to responsive governance and sustainable development. She has, however, noted that many women and girls still face barriers, including cultural norms, online harassment, and structural inequalities, and has called on government institutions, the media, civil society, and the public to create safe and inclusive platforms where women and girls can freely express their views and participate in national development. Some councillors at Chipangali Town Council are reportedly shunning council committee meetings due to alleged delays and non-payment of their allowances by the local authority. Lukuswe Ward Councillor Abinala Banda has disclosed to Phoenix News that several councillors have opted to stay away from committee meetings because they feel their concerns are not being addressed. Mr. Banda said apart from the issue of allowances, some councillors believe they are not being given adequate opportunity to contribute to council proposals, a situation he believes has made some councillors feel irrelevant in the council chamber. However, Chipangali Town Council Chairperson Maxson Nkoma has dismissed the claims, saying that the local authority is up to date with the payment of allowances.
No council has gone without saying, including all staff at the council. I paid up to date. There's no single staff at the council that can say they have not been paid. Either it's a sitting allowance or a monthly allowance. All those allowances are up to date. So if there's a councillor that has failed to attend the committee meeting on account of not being paid an allowance, I think that is unfounded. They should just say the reason why they have failed to attend the committee meeting at the council. And that council is one of the councils in the province that is up to date with all our obligations to our members of staff and our honorable councillors.
UPND spokesperson Cornelius Mutwa says the ruling party can only sympathize with the opposition's disjoint only after this year's general election. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Mutwa says at the moment, the UPND is taking advantage of a disjointed opposition, which has clearly affected their political journey ahead of the polls. He says, with or without a disjointed opposition, UPND has always been destined for victory in this year's polls with a bigger margin. Mr. Mutwa adds that only after the elections will the party now sympathize with the opposition on the wrangles they keep experiencing.
Yes, we are taking advantage of the disjointed opposition. Because this is a competition. In any competition, when your competitors are disorganized, you take advantage and win the game. There are no rules that should say that if the opposition are disjointed out of their own lack of discipline, then you must relax and begin to sympathize with them. No, you sympathize with them after the game. That is how games are played. When the other team playing foul, they are given red cards, you inject more energy, you win the trophy. Afterwards, you are going to deal them hard luck. That's the nature of competition. Democracy is a competition. But secondly, even if there was a strong opposition, we think that they will stand a very good chance.
This is the 13-hour Phoenix FM News. We take a break. In global news, Israel's military has promised it will target any successors to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. An Iranian drone strike on a government building in Kuwait sparked a huge fire overnight, with attacks reported across the Gulf as the war enters its second week. In Iran, oil depots were hit by intense aerial bombardment, with locals reporting multiple explosions. On this and other world news, the BBC has more.
Blasts have again shaken Iranian cities in the latest wave of US and Israeli airstrikes. Flames could be seen lighting up the night sky after oil depots were targeted in and around the capital. Iran's neighbors have continued to come under missile and drone attack by